Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Hope everyone's doing well. You know, deer seasons are by and large coming to an end. It seems like they just started back in October when we first started hunting with our bows, but they're wrapping up in most of the states right now. We do have some late season muzzleloader hunts going on. I know here in Texas up until the 19th. There's a special muzzleloader season, and, you know, regardless where you live, maybe, you know, Oklahoma, Kansas, eastern Colorado, southern Nebraska, wherever, might want to check your regulations and see if you can still get out there with a muzzleloader. And if you haven't killed a big old buck or got plenty of venison for the freezer, late season muzzleloader hunts are a good way to do it. You know, another good way to hunt right now is if there's really not an official hog hunting season, I guess most places, but definitely not in Texas. We hunt them year round. But if there were a hunting season for hogs, it would be right now at the close of deer season. So many of us get out, and a lot of people wait until the cold weather and to where hogs eat up most of the acorns in the forest. And, you know, their food supply begins to dwindle this time of year, and it continues to dwindle right on through January and February and into March. So it's a good time to shoot hogs around feeders. So a lot of people are hunting them. I was on a hog hunt this past weekend with my buddy Jeff Rice. Jeff owns some land up on the upper end of Lake Fork, right on the Sabine River Authority land, and those hogs get back in that thick, brushy country and never see a human come out, and Jeff keeps the feeders going. They come out and hit those feeders. But there's so many acres on the ground that they're hitting feeders, but not on a dependable basis. When the mass crops are gone, the acorns and all, you let that feeder go off about 30 minutes before dark, there's probably going to be hogs on it right away. But not so now. We had a chance or two, had one chance. We actually stalked up on a feeder, and it's a nice boar, probably. I didn't see him. Jeff saw him through his night vision there, probably a 175-pound boar. But by the time I got my rifle up and got in position, he'd smelled us or heard us crunching acorns with our feet, you know. It's hard to be stealthy with all those acorns on the ground right now. But we didn't get one. But we did use my new digital scope, and I want you to know about it. It's called the Sightmark Wraith. It's a digital scope, not thermal. And, you know, thermal scopes cost, some of them cost thousands of dollars. They're not cheap, but they are awesome. Look into a digital scope if you want to hunt predators or especially hogs at night. You can use the digital scopes here in Texas for day hunting deer. Actually, we were trying to get a deer during daylight hours using the same scope, and at night, the Wraith becomes an awesome scope. It has a built-in IR. You can actually film your hunts with the Wraith. They cost about $500, these digital scopes. So that's one thing I want you to know about. If you'd like to do some night hunting and you've been saying, well, I really don't have $2,000 to $8,000 to spend on a thermal, look into a digital scope. This Wraith has color, you know. It looks just like they're looking at a little TV screen with crosshairs on it during the day. But the cool thing is, at night, you can it'll put, you know, you can see the hogs just very, very well. If you have a chance and you're ever on YouTube, I'd like you to search out. We videoed this hunt. It's called A Sportsman's Life. A Sportsman's Life on YouTube. You can search it out. But we filmed through the Wraith. It has, you know, the built-in camera and sound and everything. But we filmed some of the night vision so you could see it. Gosh, I mean, it's like it turns the darkness into daylight, you might say. You can see everything that's going on. Well, folks, we're out of time for this week's show. I wish we had more time. I want all of you to have fun in the outdoors this week. And remember, keep safety on the cutting edge. Be real safe out there so you can have many, many hunts for many, many years. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smokintex Electric Smokers, Sightmark Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.